Wednesday was once again a busy day for Section 7 softball and baseball teams, so let's get right into the scores. Peru hammered Mariah in girls softball 21-6. It was Bolton over Chazee 9-2. The Aussable Valley Patriots defeated PHS 7-4. Lake Placid over Johnsburg Minerva 13-9. The Beekmantown Lady Eagles edged Saranac Lake 7-5. It was Northeastern Clinton over their rival the Northern Adirondack Bobcats. That's 8-1, and the big news of the day came from Saranac as Ticonderoga knocked off the Saranac Lady Spartans from the ranks of the unbeatens with a 4-3 win. The Sentinels are now 9-1 on the season. In Section 7 baseball action yesterday, Lake Placid got a big 3-1 win over Johnsburg Minerva as winning pitcher Johnny Cato threw a complete game, a three-hitter with 9 strikeouts to lead the Blue Bombers. With the win, Lake Placid improves their record to 7-1 on the season. Elsewhere, Saranac continued their winning ways with a 14-2 win over the Aussable Valley Patriots. The Spartans are now 9-2 heading into today's showdown with the Beekmantown Eagles. Saranac's Brody McCumber led the way yesterday with 4 hits for the Spartans. He also belted a home run. Seth Petrushun knocked in 4 runs with a home run and 2 hits. And Ben Yanilovich and Landon Giroux also chipped in with 2 hits for Saranac. Elsewhere in Section 7 baseball, Bolton hammered Chazee by the score of 16-3. And finally, the Mariah Vikings defeated the pesky NAC Bobcats by the score of 6-1. Owen Nephew led the way on the mound, going 6 innings, giving up just 5 hits and 1 run. He struck out 5. Joey Caslow led Mariah offensively with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Austin Lambert was the tough luck loser on the mound for NAC. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees finally beat the Orioles 2-0. The Mets were shut out by the Cubs 1-0. And the Red Sox won again 6-2 over the San Francisco Giants. For NBC FM Sports, this is Steve Chris.